foundation. You saints of the Lord, it is made for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have led.
Welcome to the Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. The Bible commands us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our goal is to help you understand the Bible better so that you can apply it to your life. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using, The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III, the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Covenant and the Cross podcast. This is episode number 128. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to help you understand the Word of God better, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the story of the covenant which God made with His chosen people, Israel. And the New Testament is the story of the cross, which signifies the fulfillment of the old covenant with Israel and the formation of a new covenant with redeemed people from many nations. We always like to start out with the reading of the Word of God, as we should. And today's passage of Holy Scripture is from Joshua chapter 8, verses 33 through 35, which reads, "And all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side the ark and on that side before the priests, the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the stranger, as he that was born among them, and half of them over against Mount Gerizim, and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before, that they should bless the people of Israel, and answered, or rather, and afterward he read all the words of the law, the blessings and cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among them." Now, regarding this passage, we go to now the Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown commentary, which, when I was a young Christian, this was a very popular commentary, and so I believe it is still a reputable commentary, even though new commentaries have come along. Matthew Henry is still the most popular. It's kind of like the King James Version of the commentaries. But Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown is a good one as well. One half of Israel was arranged on Gerizim, and the other half on Ebal. along the sides and base of each with the priests and the Levites in full view of them. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not. It appears that a much larger portion of the law was read on this occasion than the brief summary inscribed, and this must have been, inscribed on these stones, and this must have been the essence of the law as contained in Deuteronomy. The immediate design of this rehearsal was attained by the performance of the act itself. It only related to posterity, insofar as the record of the event would be handed down in the book of Joshua, or the documents which form the groundwork of it. Thus faithfully did Joshua execute the instructions given by Moses. How awfully solemn must have been the assemblage and the occasion, the eye and the ear of the people being both addressed. It was calculated to leave an indelible impression, and with spirits elevated by their brilliant victories in the land of promise. Memory would often revert to the striking scene on Mount Ebal in Jerusalem and in the Vale of Sychar. Today's featured quote. Right here. Give her my thing over there. Today's featured quote about the Holy Bible is from Dr. Billy Graham, who is now home with the Lord in heaven, who said, "If you are ignorant of God's word, you will always be ignorant of God's will." And that's so true. And I would add to that, you will always be ignorant of what God is doing and what God will do. I submit to you today that there are thousands of pastors, preachers, who have no clue what God is doing today and have no clue what God's going to do in the future, because they would rather read somebody's blog than the Bible. And that's just a reality. And if you keep doing that, you're going to be lost as a saved person, if you are saved at all. Anyway, our topic for today is titled, "Give Us a King Like the Rest of the Nations." Give Us a King Like the Rest of the Nations, Part 4. From the fine book, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. Following the raising of Ebenezer, Israel was in a state of peace, such as we find mentioned a number of times in the book of Judges. Samuel was the judge now, and he made a yearly circuit from Bethel to Gilgal to Mizpah, although he moved back to the family home in Ramah. Things were fine for a number of years until Samuel grew older. He appointed his sons as judges, but as was often the case, the sons did not have the same faith and integrity as their father. Interestingly, they are recorded as serving in the south at Bathsheba, perhaps because they were that far away from home, they thought they could get away with corrupt, evil activities. Now, however, the people were no longer willing to put up with such corruption and such evil, and they asked Samuel to give them a king like the rest of the nations. Two issues were involved: the failure of Samuel's sons to serve God, and national security. The Israelites seem to have grown tired of the foreign oppression. Unfortunately, they identified the lack of a strong human leader as the cause and did not realize that the reason for the oppression was a spiritual one: their failure to serve God. And I believe this is where many pastors and many preachers and many so-called Christians are missing the boat today. It's not a political problem. It is a sin problem, lack of prayer problem in this country called America. It's not really the political problem which so many Christians have bought into. It is a spiritual problem. I also said the other day that this is not a medical problem. This is a sin problem. This is a spiritual problem. God wants the church to repent. And God wants the church to humble themselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways in a very real sense, wholesale. Everybody. God has a way of showing people when he's not playing. He's not playing. God has been very good to us, very merciful and very loving to the church in America and to America. And we have marginalized him and pushed him to the periphery for so long that God is not playing. And we have a plague upon us of long continuance. And so many people don't understand that, as they didn't understand that here. Samuel took the request personally as if he were being rejected. When he took the request to God, he was told that God was the one they were rejecting, not him, not Samuel. The Lord also told Samuel to warn the people of what a king would do, but they were adamant about it. So God gave them what they wanted, as is often the case. What they wanted really wasn't the best thing for them. More than that, the first king he gave them fit their idea of what a king should be and look like. As we shall see later, the second king would be the kind God desired, a man after God's own heart. His name is David. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we praise you and we thank you for our time together today. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to cover much ground, deal with many issues, as has been the case in this very interesting, intriguing service that has been going on now for over 400 plus days. And the gospel has been preached. Your holy word has been taught and preached. We read your holy word without comment. We read your holy word with comment. And we thank you for all of your holy word. Help us to love it, to cherish it, and to obey it, and to apply it to our own lives and to share with others. As we now get ready to go into, Lord, another service, a service that we have each Wednesday. Every Wednesday, rather, the prayer service, where we actually emphasize prayer. As I continue in the long-running series, Praying Through the Bible, grant me supernatural energy and strength and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach and to teach your Holy Word. Lord, help us to take about a 5-minute break. Give everybody a chance to refresh and come back for the next service. We pray that your Holy Ghost would fill all of us with the power of your Holy Spirit, draw the people that you want to come and to be a part of this service. We pray that lost souls would be saved, Christians would be revived for real and for your holy name's sake. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. That concludes the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service. We're going to have to get a new mic holder here. That is the prayer devotional memorial service, as we have prayed for people who are hurting. And for all of the unwise people out there that are trying to deceive you about what's going on, millions of people have either died from the coronavirus plague, millions more in hospitals from the coronavirus plague, is causing this government to reverse their ruling about masks. Even if you're vaccinated, you need to put on your masks now. When just a few weeks ago they were trying to do happy talk, which I told you not to listen to that. That's what happy talk lying pastors tell you. That's what happy talk politicians tell you. Trump did the same thing. Biden is doing the same thing, trying to rally the nation around falsehoods to make you believe things are going to be better and things are better now. We're out of the plague pandemic, when I have told you repeatedly the plague pandemic, coronavirus, is not going to end until God says so. And you need to adjust to what God is doing and allowing, and stop getting into wishful thinking. Many young people have this now. Children, there are children in ICU right now. This is no joke, people. God is not playing. And if we don't hurry up and confess our sins and repent, God is going to destroy America altogether. And some other countries too. But we're in serious spiritual trouble with God. Serious. You cannot explain everything that's happening against this country and against the church without God being in the midst. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to The Covenant and the Cross on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless.